An EU delegation has recently returned from a fact-finding mission to Burma, aimed at gauging the military-backed government's openness to reform. Burma, called Myanmar by the government, held its first elections in 20 years last November, but the military is still seen as firmly in charge. The head of the Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farmaner, shared with us some of his concerns about the EU policy.
Our first impressions of this mission is that it appears to have been a complete failure. The fact that the Robert Cooper, the head of the EU delegation, the most he's been able to say is that in 2 months ago there was an encouraging speech from the president, is a sign that things really didn't go very well at all. They didn't get to meet the president themselves. It doesn't seem that they've been given any significant guarantees at all. And as they've had to admit, the fact is that the EU is ready to relax sanctions in response to positive change. But there has been no positive change. All the political prisoners they're still more than 2,000 in jail. You still have attacks against ethnic minority civilians. So the problems remain.
What can the EU continue to do? What role can they play in encouraging reform there?
Well, we think that if there's going to be dialogue, it has to be a higher level dialogue. It has to be with a credible threat. We know from experience that the only time the dictatorship enter into serious dialogue is when they're afraid of some kind of action from the international community, be it from the UN Security Council or be it tougher economic sanctions. This is something that they are genuinely worried about. And you see the difference in the access that the US government has got in Burma compared to the access that the EU delegation, they were even denied visas for almost 2 years just to enter the country. And that's because the US has the tough sanctions and the EU doesn't. So this softly approach is what, although the EU is describing this as a high-level delegation, it isn't Baroness Ashton herself. It hasn't got any senior government officials from any member states. It won't be seen as high-level by the dictatorship. They will see this as yet another low-level delegation trying a softly approach. And that's the approach that has been tried and failed for the past 20 years. So sadly, it seems the EU isn't learning from its previous 20 years experience in dealing with this dictatorship.
Okay, are there some concrete specific actions or steps that the EU could take to improve the situation or to get a better response from the government?
I think one of the most important things and very urgent things for the European Union to do is to come out and publicly support the recommendation of the UN Special Rapporteur on Burma for a UN Commission of Inquiry into possible war crimes and crimes against humanity. It's urgent for two reasons. One, this is something that the dictatorship is very worried about, and if this commission is established, their concern will lead them to enter into real dialogue because they will see this as a credible threat. Also very urgent because the dictatorship is in the process of breaking ceasefires with many ethnic armed groups in the country, ceasefires that have been in place for 15, 20 years are now being broken by the dictatorship as it seeks to extend its control by military force rather than by political means. And the Burmese army soldiers that have been unleashed on ethnic areas are mortar bombing civilian villages. They are using gang rape against ethnic women. Just in the past week, we've had reports that at least 18 ethnic Kachin women have been gang raped by Burmese army soldiers since the dictatorship broke a ceasefire in Kachin state last week. So there's very serious human rights abuses taking place right now. They're escalating in a dramatic scale. The country is sliding into civil war. And so for the EU to take this softly approach is not appropriate at all. If they come out very firmly, say they're going to support a commission of inquiry, they're going to put it into the UN General Assembly resolution on Burma later this year, which is drafted by the EU. And these are the kind of serious practical measures that EU can be taking, which will help facilitate their goal of getting into dialogue with the dictatorship, but also could help in the short term reduce the human rights abuses taking place, because for the first time, the generals be afraid that there will be consequences for their action and that they'll be held accountable for them.